Beach Drive.
Drop Park.
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. I hope you had a fantastic week. How could you not have a good week this week? Football's on, man. You should be watching it right now, frankly, if you're listening to this. But if you're not, you know, hey, I appreciate sticking with me because I'm watching football right now. I can't wait. Football officially came back last week. College football, anyways, which was really, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just seeing green grass and the brown ball. This is kind of gay a little bit already, but that's okay. Flying through the air into a young man's open arms, and he runs down the field, sneaking through little crevices. This is gay. Yeah, this is gay. You're right. Football's gay, but that's okay, because it's fantastic, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, obviously. But man, it was so cool to see, football back on TV. I watched the USF Bulls. I actually went to the game, which was pretty awesome, versus Elon, the mighty Elon Phoenixes from, I looked it up, they're somewhere in North Carolina, and they beat them. They whooped up on them, so that was cool to see. This kid from, he's an Alabama transfer. What's his name? Barrett? It was always great to see Quentin Flowers back there. You know, he was an electric player for USF, and he made it fun to watch those games. But, man, it was really nice to see a quarterback throw an accurate ball to a USF receiver in the end zone. It was a sight to behold. He had a great game, and they took him out early because they were winning. And to score, I think it was like 31-14 or something at this point, or the end of the game. But it was, you know, they didn't score those 14 till the fourth quarter. I think some reserves came in. And so I'm excited about USF Bulls. I know they play technically when this podcast comes out, they would have played Georgia Tech, which is their big game other than UCF in November. I'm going to assume they won. So I'm going to say we're 2-0. I hope I didn't jinx you guys, but you're 2-0. And that was a big game versus an ACC opponent. Looking forward to the USF Bowls the rest of the way. But pro football is back, too. Oh, my goodness. Now, that is a whole other level. I like football because I feel like, you know, some weekends you just don't do anything. I'm poor, so usually sometimes on the weekends I just don't do anything. I just catch up on sleep and, you know, watch The Office for the 800th time. And, you know, sometimes with football you feel like you did something. You know, even if you are just sitting around lounging, you feel like accomplished. You feel like it's a good weekend. For me, anyways, I feel kind of like a bum if I do that, just watch The Office again for, you know, the millionth time. But with football, I actually feel like, you know, I got something out of the weekend. So I'm glad it's back. And, hey, Shaquem Griffin played today for the Seattle Seahawks. He was a starting linebacker for Seattle Seahawks. Shaquem Griffin, UCF Knight, right here, St. Petersburg native, went to Lakewood High School right here. One of his arms, or hands, sorry, is missing. Some sort of disease when he was a young kid, and he just doesn't have a hand. And he's playing in NFL, which seems like that would be, other than your legs and feet, that's the one that you kind of need. You know, I guess you kind of need all your parts to play, but, you know, JPP for the Bucks, he's got, you know, some fingers missing, and that's probably a big deal, right? But this guy's got his whole hand gone, and is playing in the NFL. He's living out his dream. That's terrific. Congratulations, Shaquem. We're all proud of you here in St. Pete, and I know you represented well today. I think he started because the starter is out, but no matter. Doesn't matter. He's still in the NFL, which is incredible. We talked about this with Ian Beckles a few weeks ago with NFL talent. A lot of people were given, you know, Jameis Winston was lighting it up in the preseason versus these twos and threes, and people were worried that he was going to get hurt because he was behind a line that was, you know, the second and third string offensive linemen. But they're still pro football players. I mean, those guys are going to make the team. It's not like the scrubs, you know, the UPS drivers, as Ian calls them. They're going to make the team. You know, they're not the fourth and fifth string guys who are trying to find a way to make a team. So, you know, he's there, and he'll probably be there for a long time. And it's even cooler because he's playing alongside his brother. I can't remember his name. It's very similar to Shaquem. It's like Shaquem or something. Shaquem Griffin. And they're out there in Seattle making plays. So that's fantastic. Congratulations, guys. That's just such a cool story. My fantasy is to meet a really tall woman that can tolerate me and stand me for more than 6 months, that I can make love to and produce three boys who become starting linebackers, each position, strong side, weak side, middle linebackers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's my fantasy. She's going to have to be really athletic, though, because I am not at all. So I really don't have any part in this other than just providing the stuff, the seeds that will grow from the soil. And three tall, you know, 6'7", 6'8", that's what I'm hoping for. But like I said, first I got to meet a lady that can stand me for more than 6 months. 813-693-2124. Are you excited for football? Are you excited for the Bucks? For the Bulls? What's your college team? You want to talk some smack? Are you a Cane? Did you get embarrassed by LSU? Who would have thought that? Number 8 versus number 25? I did. I definitely thought that for sure. That was my Labor Day highlight, was winning $20 off a friend of mine because he went with his heart instead of his head and bet Miami against an SEC team. SEC, you can't touch them. And these preseason rankings, they don't mean anything. They're just kind of guessing from last year's record. They don't really mean all that much. And, you know, it looked good on paper. I think Miami was like 3.5-point favorites to win, and they were ranked number 8 in the country, and LSU was, you know, sneaking in at number 25. But LSU's a good team. They're always up in the national contender talk, and now they'll be right back in there with that game they whooped up on the Canes previous week, won $20. That was pretty sweet. So, yeah, I'm just psyched football is back on. 813-693-2124. Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/HMB Radio. Stay Woke is a show I co-host on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. You can find that Facebook page at, if you search Anna Hummel Radio, or I think if you just put in Stay Woke, you can find it too. And then Radio St. Pete, follow that, Radio STPETE. You can always get me on social media at Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. Give me a call, 813-693-2124. And visit hmbradio.com for updated blog posts and podcasts and all that good stuff. Make sure you subscribe, too. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, and then Tampa Bay in your iTunes, your Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. It'll pop right up. Subscribe, give it a 5-star rating, and, you know, hey, I appreciate it. So some of the big news this week for comedy fans was Louis C.K., did a surprise set, walked into the Comedy Cellar, and did some comedy, did some stand-up comedy. About 9 months after the allegations came out that he took out his stuff in front of ladies and asked if they would watch him do stuff to his stuff. And it was a whole, you know, a whole big deal. He admitted that, yeah, I did that, and he disappeared for a while, but he's back, and he came back and I guess made, in his stand-up, I think it was 15 minutes long or something, made a reference to a rape whistle. He had a joke about a rape whistle, and everybody panicked because that's the culture we live in now. You can't say anything remotely having to do with, that's not even, isn't that kind of an anti-rape tool? I don't know, but I guess it's still in the same realm somehow because we've lumped everything together, and people were pissed. And I saw many comedians that I've never heard of coming out and talking about how offended they were and how terrible this was. Lots of local comedians who are not the funniest people either were upset about it, posting about it. And this article from Vice has four comedians that I've never heard of, don't know what they do. Don't know who they are, but they're obviously upset about it. Many of us, this is from Vice magazine, by the way, many of us in the comedy community know it was bound to happen, but we didn't think it would happen so soon. Louis C.K. is already attempting his comeback, and in the most obnoxiously blasé way possible. So, I mean, obviously, that's you know where they stand based on that first, those first few sentences, definitely. The comedian slash confirmed sexual assaulter... that's kind of not true, right? I mean, it was definitely a deviant act that he did, not a good thing. But he, you know, his thing was that he asked these women if he could do it. And I guess some of them said yes. And as far as I know, he was forgiven by all these women that came forward. He apologized and they let it go. But that's not good enough. That is not good enough. He is a confirmed sexual assaulter now. I don't think that's true in the eyes of the law, though, right? I mean, he wasn't arrested for any of these crimes. He wasn't prosecuted for anything. None of the women pressed charges on him. I don't even know if you can press charges on that. I'm not sure what the regulation is. But again, the good parts of this, you know, Me Too and Time's Up stuff is that, ladies, we want you to go to the cops if something happens to you. We don't want you to be assaulted. This is why cops become cops, is to put bad guys like this behind bars in jail where they can't hurt people anymore. You know, they don't want to bust kids for pot. They want to catch rapists and murderers. That's what they become cops for. It's just too soon. Who gets to decide when Louis C.K. should come back, if ever? Apparently, these open micers that nobody's ever heard of, they're the judge and jury. And especially online. So he went to Comedy Cellar and reportedly avoided even referencing the controversy surrounding him. That I do have a problem with. Why would you not do that? I mean, that's what Louis's good at. Louis's always been brutally honest about, you know, parenthood and marriage. And I would imagine there's so much material in his head. Why would you not bring that up? I want to hear Louis C.K.'s point of view on this Louis C.K. incident. It's probably brilliant. But he didn't. He chose not to do that. And somebody told the New York Times it sounded like he was just trying to work out some new material, almost like any time in the last 10 years he would come down starting a new act. Even more wretched is the fact that CK is reported to have been received rather warmly. So the writers of this piece here are upset because people in the audience liked his jokes. Okay. And got an ovation before starting his set, and to me that's proof that CK truly doesn't give an S about what he's done wrong. Why does that prove that to you? I don't understand. He's already apologized, and he went away for 9 months. I've heard the argument, too, that, well, he's living in a mansion. Okay, what would you like him to do? He earned that money. He's a millionaire. What is he supposed to do, go stand in the street with a sign around him where we chuck tomatoes at his body and laugh and point, make him be nude and we can point at his weird penis? Is that what you want to happen? They never have an answer for this, too, when you ask them that. What do you want to happen? They just know he shouldn't be here, but they don't know when or what. Or they just have criticisms and no alternatives, no solutions. And they by the way, they say it's not their job to do this either. Well, it's not really your job to complain and criticize either, but you have no problems doing that. So why don't you offer some alternatives? Let's hear some of your solutions. And they just don't want to do that. I just have a feeling that, you know, even repentance is not going to be enough for some of these people. And that's okay, too. Like, you have to be able to compartmentalize these things. And if people want to go see Louis, they should be able to go see Louis. And if you don't want to see Louis, if you want to boycott his act, that's fine, too. You should be able to do that and not go and not support him if you don't want to support him. But to demand that other people don't support him, that's just trying to wield power. I don't like that. I don't like it when the state does it. I don't like it when individuals do it. That's just off-putting to me. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The Botox Lady is coming on September 12th. So you better make your appointment if you want your skin nice and smooth for fall, so you can look like you don't look like you're wearing a Halloween mask in your real skin. You can just get it, even though it's an appropriate time since it's fall, but you can get it straightened out, or I think you can get it put in your armpits and you won't sweat anymore, which is what I need right now because it's hot as hell in here. So go check it out, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Get a haircut. Get some Botox shot in your body. It's TruvySalonAndSpa.com and also HomemadePodcast.com. That's my website. If you're a business looking to create some sort of audio content for your website, or you want to start a podcast to reach new and existing customers, whether it's technical stuff or you know, just RSS feed stuff on the computer that you need help with, I can do that if you give me a little bit of money. HomemadePodcasts.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Earlier this week on Stay Woke, the other big piece of news, we talked about Colin Kaepernick a little bit. Colin Kaepernick is the former NFL quarterback who was caught up in a controversy over kneeling during the national anthem, originally to protest police violence against African Americans in the United States. And then it turned into a whole other thing. The 49ers released him. He had a few tryouts, didn't make any other teams. Some people are arguing it's because of his protest. Some people say he was benched before he got cut, and he's not that good of a quarterback. So, and who's, I don't know. I don't know any of these answers. Obviously, nobody does. But people talk like they do, just like anything else. And, you know, so this week, Nike gave Kaepernick some huge multi-million dollar ad campaign to those who sacrificed everything to believe in something, and people were pissed, of course. People started burning their Nikes. You know, I guess everything becomes polarized one way or another politically, because that's just the age we live in now. It's never been this bad. We talk about it every week. There's some new crazy thing that happened. So, yeah, this is no exception. People are burning their Nikes, and, you know, some people are going to buy Nikes, and they took a big market cap hit this week when they announced the compensation package they were giving Kaepernick and the endorsement and the ads. And, you know, stocks fluctuate all the time. It was a pretty big drop, so it could be the protest. Who knows? You know, the market's weird like that. It goes up, it goes down, so... No, who's to say? You know, I don't know. Donald Trump's talking about it, condemning Nike, and people are praising Kaepernick and buying Nikes, and it's just so stupid. I'm just so tired of it. It's nonsense, and I really think that Nike did their market research and thought that this would help their brand at the end of the day. That's all they care about, is making money and selling shoes. And it's interesting how, you know, these shoes get made in sweatshops by... you know, Indonesian kids, and the little left used to care about that, and now that they're supporting Kaepernick, they have a short-term memory, and now are going out and buying shoes from Nike, and a lot of people, you know, some people are, obviously, a lot of people don't care about Nike either way. I mean, I've never protested really anything as far as brands go. What a stupid, I don't know, it just seems dumb to me to take a political position like that for a company. you're just going to alienate half the people in your market area. But I don't know. They must have done their research and thought it was going to help them in the end. So we talked about it a little bit on Stay Woke this week. Here is a clip. Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. You can tune in. It's myself and Otto Hummel. And we do that nightly at midnights on weeknights. So check it out, theboneonline.com. You can download the 102.5 The Bone app and get the full show on replay at your fingertips on demand. So do that. Tell a friend. Here's a clip from Stay Woke talking about Colin Kaepernick's new Nike endorsement.
Someone else who was in the news, huge news, I would probably say top story of the day even, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
Nike endorsement.
Wow.
Also endorsed by Ahmadinejad. Not so great. That story made me laugh so goddamn hard. I was laughing. I don't know if you're familiar with Ahmadinejad or if you know who he is, but he is the leader of Iran. What is his title? President? Prime Minister?
I don't think he's anything anymore, right? He was the head of state there, whatever they call it, president, I think.
I don't think so.
Miss anymore.
A beat or something? I don't know. But anyways, this was also the same leader who said he wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He said the Holocaust didn't happen. And also, there are no gays in Iran. Did you know that? No gays. Because they come out, they die. Wow. So that's great. 727-579-1025. But people are going absolute ape-ess over this whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, Nike has just endorsed Colin Kaepernick for to become the face of the Nike's Just Do It campaign. And there's a picture of Colin Kaepernick, and it says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And that's kind of the picture that's going viral. And at the bottom, it says, just do it. And so people are livid. A lot of people on the right are like, I'm going to burn all my Nike stuff. People on the left are like, I'm going to buy more Nike stuff. Please don't burn your Nike stuff. Give it to homeless people. A lot of people have been calling for people who are giving up their Nike stuff to donate it, especially to veterans and stuff like that, so that they can have something nice to wear. Nike's a great brand. So if you are discarding your Nike stuff and it's still usable, don't burn it. Don't be an a-hole. Give it away to somebody that can use it.
You know? Totally.
But the thing is when you're in that moment of rage, like, no one's going to be like, oh, I'm so angry, I'm going to donate it. Like,
it's just because everybody's so split politically at this point and so polarized and on extreme ends of the spectrum that, they, you know, whatever one side takes, the other side's going to take the complete and direct opposite, polar opposite of whatever it is. It's insane.
Yeah, I'm a little bit perplexed by the move by Nike. Apparently here, I pulled up this this article here that says it's the endorsement of Colin Kaepernick is to provide a long-term gain, even though they do predict some near-term pain or near-term losses. So I guess that's the ultimate goal. I don't know. To me, when I saw this, I'm like, why would Nike want to get political? Like, wouldn't they want more buyers? So
to me, it seems like the dumbest thing a company can do is to take a side, especially on a political issue like this, because you're going to alienate potentially half your customers. Yeah. But on the same side of that, Nike is a huge corporation. I'm sure they did plenty of market research and determined that this is going to be a good move for their brand in the long run.
Possibly, but also, I mean, something that I was thinking about perhaps was maybe a CEO or someone high up there has a moral agenda, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And because they are such a huge brand, they can take the losses and it's not a big deal. Or maybe other people said they're going to pull out if they don't endorse Colin Kaepernick because he was maybe a front runner for something like this. So I don't know.
No, I know. And potentially, yes, that could be true. However, I think it's more of a money-making thing. A CEO, they have to answer to the board. And their main drive is to make them money.
I know, that's why.
That's all this is. It's market research that in the long term, this will make them money. Their demographic they're going after is young people. Young people wear Nikes, and young people are lean, I would say pretty heavily left, and probably support Colin Kaepernick, people that are buying Nikes. I'm sure they did their research and determined this. Now, in the short term, it's going to hurt them. But in the long run, I bet you this does very well. And people forget, too. People have a short term.
Yeah, I understand. And I feel like a lot of people who don't agree with it will still buy their products because they like the brand. But again, even if you're trying to cater to young people, I mean, older people have more money. Like, again, this makes no sense to me.
Old white dudes buy those ugly-ass Nikes. You know exactly which ones I'm talking about, too. Those cross trainers are just white with a blue.
But you just said they're Nikes.
They are Nikes, but they're not. I don't think they're buying, you know, the $100 shoes. Those are the $40 Nikes that the dads
I understand,
buy.
But like, you know, like we discussed earlier, I don't understand alienating any of your customers. Like, that makes no sense to me. So when I saw this, I'm like, this is a dumb move. But I mean, I'm sure that they did their research, and I guess they're hopefully going to get some long-term gains. Maybe they'll be like a whole teams will make sure that all of their players have Nike, so they'll get maybe more. I don't want to say like a group advantages, something like that. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not sure what's going on.
The most annoying thing to me about this whole thing was watching my stupid whitey friends talk about on social media how pissed white people are going to be about this thing, like they're cool or something. Hey, you're a stupid whitey too, idiot. Shut up, cracker. That's the only thing I was thinking this whole time. It's
Tell
just like, well. Good God. Everything's so political now. I saw my friend in her sports bra, you know, putting her boobs out with the Nike symbol and all this stuff, making a statement.
Show your tatas. I know.
Oh, I'm so tired of this.
No. Well, don't be too tired, because we got to talk about this tomorrow again, too.
So, yeah, there we go. Stay Woke Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Download the Bone app, and you can get it on demand if you sleep like a normal person. How frustrating this whole thing is, huh? My goodness gracious. It's just both sides are wrong. They're both wrong. Both sides of the extremes are wrong. They're both gaslighting each other. They're both telling them what they really mean by what they're doing. The people burning the shoes say it's because Kaepernick is anti-American. He's anti-American. I don't think that's true. I don't think he's anti-American. This thing started because he was protesting the treatment of black people in America by cops. Now, you can certainly argue that fact. I think there's data saying the contrary. But there's, you know, you can hear him out and hear what he has to say about these things. That's what this is about. And he decided to protest in a peaceful way by, you know, kneeling for the anthem. I don't understand why the anthem's even part of sports anyways. I don't need some propaganda to watch a football game. I'm happy to live here. I love America. But do we need to pledge allegiance and have the Star Spangled Banner before a sports game? That just seems dumb anyways, frankly. But both sides are just wrong. The one side saying he's anti-American, and that's what the deal is. And I don't know what it's turned into. I don't know how he feels. You know, I haven't really done any research about what he's doing now. It seems like most of this stuff now, the kneeling that they're doing, is against their current president that's in the White House now. That's what it appears to me anyways, but I don't know. I don't think they know. It's just part of this culture war that's going on. It's just fueling the whole thing. You know, and then you got the other side who's saying that, when you don't have a cross to burn, you burn Nikes. Really? That's really what you think? And they're telling you, no, it's because I think he's anti-American. No, but we know what you really mean. It's because you're a racist, and it's a black guy. Well, no, you're wrong, too. And it's really a shame, because this type of rhetoric is just separating us more and more. And we're just going to get in more fights on Facebook. Nobody's going to do it to anybody's face. Very rarely. The only people that go out and fight are the Antifa and then the right-wing dudes, like the Patriot Prayer, and those dudes go fight in Portland out in the streets. But you saw that Charlottesville, too, came up. There was two dozen guys that showed up. It's just, it's so dumb. Like, if you don't support it, then you're a racist. Okay, that's a really positive way to get your point across. And most people don't care. It's just a tribal thing. They pick their side, and that's what it is, and that's a real shame. Because you're both wrong, and you're both dumb. And you're either intentionally misleading your arguments, which that's bad enough, or you're just completely misinformed and dumb. And I think that's pretty bad, too. You have the power of the internet at your fingertips to look this stuff up. You don't know what's in people's hearts and minds, so stop acting like you do on both sides. Grow up. If you don't want to wear your Nikes, donate them to a homeless shelter or something, or to kids' school, so people have shoes to wear. If you don't want to wear their shirts and clothes, great. You don't have to. This is America. It's a great thing about America. You don't have to shop at Publix. You don't have to do a lot of things. There's Winn-Dixie's. Winn-Dixie sucks. But if you're mad that Publix gave money to just the conservative guy, the Republican in the governor's race, and everybody got upset and stopped shopping at Publix, you're just an ass. You're an extremist. And we get more and more extreme every day. And I'm happy to sit here on this fence and watch you all fight it out like dopes. All right, I'm going to get the hell out of here, man. I've had enough. I'm tired. Very sleepy. I hope you have a great week, though. I look forward to speaking with you next week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks a bunch. Tell a friend. I'll send you some stickers if you send me your mailing address to thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I think that's it. 813-693-2124 is the number. Leave a text or voicemail. Let me know how you feel about this stuff. Are you as fed up as I am? Probably. I hope you have a fantastic week, though. Enjoy. Try not to let it get you down. Stay off the internet. Go out and walk in the park. Have some fun with your family. Go have a picnic. Go try to meet a girl or a guy to spend some time with romantically. My name's Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good one. See ya.